Losing someone you love can be one of the hardest things to recover from, but how can we look at their passing in a way that will help us to accept reality and celebrate who they were and who they continue to be? Welcome to Mindfulness for Beginners. Hello, my friend and my fellow travellers. I hope you're happy. Hope you're peaceful. It's a pleasure to practice with you again. It's your old pal, Sean. And can I just say how much I've loved chatting to everyone who got in touch with me about February's competition. I met its winner, Anurag, from Florida yesterday, and we had a fantastic conversation about mindfulness, which I hugely enjoyed. I'd love to do it again with another winner, or you can pick a different prize. All you have to do is recommend Mindfulness for Gamers, my new podcast, to 5 people and email me when you're done. It's so easy. You can also get a second entry if you leave a review or convince someone else to leave a review. Even if you don't win, you'll get an invite to an exclusive meetup with me. I'll be meeting February's competition entrants next weekend for some guided meditation, teaching, Q&A, and a few laughs. If you enter, you can meet me too. This week, I wanted to talk about something that many of you have requested, but I've been avoiding for a long time, ironically, which is death and the loss of a loved one. I tend to keep things pretty lighthearted on the podcast. In my real life, I find it hard to be serious and joke around a little too much. It can feel uncomfortable to accept the reality of the end of someone's life. It's easier to kind of pretend that it's not real and we're all going to go on in our current form forever, like characters in a TV show. I definitely felt this way about my father. He was an interesting man, and you can best get a handle on his personality by imagining a triangle made up of John Wayne, Ronald Reagan, and Columbo. He'd be somewhere in the middle of that, an old school man's man kind of a guy. I think many people of my age would see their father as John Wayne, the kind of guy who'd get things done, shoot the bad guy, kiss the girl, and have a shot of whiskey afterwards. Rio Grande is one of my favourite films, and I could happily sit down on an afternoon and watch the Duke punch his way out of whatever difficulties he was facing that day. My father was that kind of guy, stoic and strong, not taking nonsense from anyone, always seemed to know what to do. To my anxious younger self, that composure seemed awe-inspiring. Reaching middle age, he realised that a lot of it is just experience, and he was almost certainly more anxious than his cool exterior let on. My father didn't share Ronald Reagan's politics, but like a lot of other people, he did like the great communicator because of his ability to tell a funny story. Like when he was telling the story of being a baseball commentator and he lost the signal, or his youth and inexperience quip in the presidential debate. My father was like that too, despite being stoic to the point of blending in with the furniture. When he came alive to tell a funny story, which he loved to do, he was hilarious. And my favourite TV character, Columbo, curious, a focused awareness, underplays his abilities, sharper than he lets on, perfectly happy being who he is without needing to be more. I think part of my being drawn to spirituality and enjoying simply being comes from him, my father, rather than Columbo. I'm starting to turn this into a tribute to my father, but you get the idea. He was an old school kind of a guy, a man's man as they used to say, stoic but funny, cynical but surprisingly spiritual. When he was 71 and I was 26, we found out that he had pancreatic cancer and there wasn't a huge amount that could be done. He had lived with a heart condition for the last 5 years. He finally had it under control where it wasn't threatening his health anymore. He had stopped smoking, he had retired, he was taking it easier and giving up working on the farm. He was supposed to be okay, and now suddenly he wasn't. I was in shock, and the last days of his life were a blur as we looked after him. Seeing the guy who was John Wayne to me suddenly frail shook me. I realised I hadn't been seeing the reality of who he was. Not a superman, but just a man. I think most of us make that mistake with our parents. After he passed away, I was in a daze and not much help or support to other people in the family. My mind couldn't wrap itself around the new reality that he was gone, and to my surprise, sadness turned to anger. It wasn't fair. He barely had any grey hairs. He was healthy, and suddenly he was gone. It took me a long time to get over, but the loss of my father is ultimately the reason why I'm doing this podcast. My brothers and sisters and I ran a marathon together to raise money for a cancer charity. Running injuries led me to yoga. Yoga led me to mindfulness. And mindfulness led me to teaching meditation at work, which is how I started the podcast. No mud, no lotus. Why couldn't I accept the loss of my father? In Western culture, we see things as having a start and an end. We see people and objects as having a well-defined boundary. For example, where my skin ends and the air begins, that's the boundary of who I am, right? It has to be that way. This simplistic way of viewing reality makes it a bit easier for your mind to process day-to-day life, but it has the side effect of turning death into a taboo subject. It means that your mind puts it in the too difficult box, and when you're confronted with the death of a loved one, things can break down. If we see a human being as having a distinct beginning and end, and if we're attached to that person, meaning that our happiness is dependent on their presence, then yes, we will fall apart when they pass away. We will feel lost and hurt and shocked, maybe regretful for the things we didn't say, regretful for the things we did say, depressed, lonely, anxious. All of this is a consequence of seeing people's lives as having a hard beginning and a hell of a hard ending. Mindfulness encourages us to see the world in a different way, through the lens of interbeing, which is the theme for this year. If you think back to when you were a baby, where were you before that? And this is the interactive section of the podcast, so feel free to pause it for a moment when we go through these questions. Before you were a baby, you were in your mother's womb, so where were you before that? Just take a moment to pause and think. Well, before that, you were part of your parents. And where were you before that? Generations and generations of human beings. And before that? Generations and generations of different kinds of animals and forms of life. And before that, you were the sunshine, the air, the water, the earth. And before that, you were the dust of exploded stars. All the way back to the Big Bang, there was a lot of you before you, inverted commas, existed. And you probably guessed where I'm going with this. After someone you love passes away, they're not gone. Nothing of who they are is lost. In the practice, we say that they're transformed and that they continue. And we can see them continue in the world around us. So to take an example, we can see their water in the clouds, just like Mufasa in Lion King. Remember who you are, Simba, take your place in the circle of life. We can see their bodies in the earth, in the plants and flowers that grow, in the birds that eat the plants. But most of all, we can see them in us, their DNA in our body, their knowledge, their culture, their values, their beliefs, their sense of humour, their joy, their sadness, their life, lives on within us. When I sit and meditate, sometimes I sit with what I call my inner Sangha. Those are my spiritual ancestors who have passed on, but still exist within me. So I sit in a circle with them, my father, Thich Nhat Hanh, Evelyn Underhill and others. I can sit with them as if they were alive and sitting next to me. I smile to them, and they smile to me. If you're struggling with the loss of a loved one, I would encourage you to sit with them. Sitting with my father when I meditate is a great comfort to me, and seeing him everywhere takes away that sense of loss. So, if you feel ready, I would invite you to pause the podcast and make a little list of your transformed loved ones and spiritual ancestors, even if it's just one person. We're going to sit with them together. We're going to see that everything that they were is not lost and that they continue. In particular, I offer this guided meditation to those who are listening, who are grieving at the moment. So I'm wishing you freedom from suffering. So if you want to take a moment just to make yourself comfortable, I'm going to start with three sounds of the bell, the usual settling in introduction. We're going to start, as we always do, by applying our beginner's mind to your posture. So I would invite you to imagine that you have a thread attached to the crown of your head, and it's gently pulling it upwards into an upright position, your spine like a stack of coins, your heart raised upwards and outwards, your hands comfortably in your lap, and just allowing a gentle smile to emerge on your face as we enjoy the stability of our posture. And then expanding that spotlight of awareness to our entire body, noticing where you feel warm or cold. Noticing where you feel tense or relaxed. Becoming aware of the sensation of the clothes against your skin. And the points of contact between your body and the chair and the floor. And then shifting that spotlight of awareness to your thoughts and feelings. And as we go through the guided meditation, just noticing each thought as it arises. And that might be an anxious thought about tomorrow. It could be a happy thought about today. It might be a sad thought about yesterday. Just sitting with each thought for a moment. Allowing it to leave, and then gently, without judgment, bringing your attention back to your breath. And then focusing your awareness on the breath, noticing that column of air between your nose and your diaphragm, noticing how the air feels cooler on the way in, warmer on the way out. Breathing in. I know I am breathing in. Breathing out. I know I am breathing out. In. Out. breathing in. I am sitting with my spiritual ancestors and loved ones. Breathing out. I smile to my spiritual ancestors and loved ones. Sitting with spiritual ancestors, smiling. Breathing in, I see their water in the clouds. Breathing out, I see the water fall as rain. Water in the clouds, water fall as rain. Breathing in, I see their bodies in the earth. Breathing out, I see their body become plants and animals. Body in the earth, plants and animals. Breathing in, I see their knowledge in me. Breathing out, I see that knowledge continuing. Knowledge in me, knowledge continuing. Breathing in, I see their culture in me. Breathing out, I see their culture continuing. Culture in me, culture continuing. Breathing in, I see their love in me. Breathing out, I see their love continuing. Love in me, love continuing. Breathing in, I see their joy in me. Breathing out, I see their joy continuing. Joy in me, joy continuing. And as we reach the end of the guided meditation, taking a moment or two just to notice any changes in your body, areas of relaxation, any areas of tension that you might want to stretch. I'm just noticing today there's not too many areas of tension, which is nice. Noticing any changes in your mind, and if you feel a sense of calm or peace, then I would invite you to carry that through the rest of your day. And in particular, if you felt a sense of calm or peace sitting with your spiritual ancestors or loved ones, then I would invite you to carry them through the rest of your day. And finally, opening your eyes and returning your awareness to the room that you're in. So it was a heavy week this week, so I'm not going to give you mindfulness homework. But just a quick reminder, please do share the new podcast, Mindfulness for Gamers, with 5 other people. Let me know, and you could win a prize of your choosing. And may be happy. May be peaceful. And may you see yourself through the eyes of understanding and compassion. Slán a bhfuil ya. And I'll see you next time.